WLL Mobile.
WA Mobile.
Yeah.
Here's the half part. I'm going to get me a couple of hot dogs. I'm down here at the F Mart. I'm going to stop and get me a hot dog.
Clear.
Yeah, Piso, it's a little bit hard to tell just how much it is raining. But, yeah, I believe it's drizzling.
Hard enough at the top now to tell that, even through the canopy, that it's raining pretty good.
Good. Yep. Well, listen, so we are set on the 17th as a target date for that first up. Target date.
We'll just call it the date to make it a little more definitive.
I just threw a little spot and I'm down in a layer now, and it's definitely raining now.
Radar for here out till like 6 hours, and there was no rain predicted out here at this time. So I'm glad we were able to finish up before it came.
You wouldn't have wanted to see me melt.
Just let him keep believing that.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, we're definitely in rain down here, getting towards the bottom of the hill. Sometimes.
Bet. Dave, just about the time that you hit that little spring in the curve, it's going to start coming down on you.
Yeah, I think it's following me. I think it's outrunning me down the mountain.
You're supposed to be camping. Steve, you're supposed to be camping.
Let me turn my volume up. It's raining so hard up here now. I got to turn my volume up to hear you. Hold on 2 seconds. Hey, Dave.
T2HXS.
Try it again now. Say again.
I thought you were camping this weekend. What happened?
No. That's starting on the 29th.
Oh, okay. I got another New York friend down here. He's another ham operator.
Hey, how well were you able to use that repeater I suggested on following him down from North Carolina?
Well, our timing was a little off because he drove through the night. He rolled into town at about 3:44 in the morning, and so we didn't get a chance to use it. But we're going to use 610 this week.
Oh, that's good. Tell him welcome. And, just tell him not to acknowledge that he's your friend, but, we'll accept him.
I'll try. All right, you guys carry on. I just want to go have a cup of coffee with them. We're here hanging out for a little bit. They're looking for a house down here. They're going to move down. And they're like us, Steve. No worries. They're not going to bring the blue attitude down here. They don't have a blue attitude.
Hey, that's good. Welcome. So, anyhow, you guys take it easy. And we'll catch you later. We're about halfway down Caesar's Head. KN4VWA, I'm passing Bald Rock, brother.
Up north of that, it's raining pretty good. It's coming out. I don't think I've ever been up here where it's raining this hard.
This old nasty mountain when it was raining about twice as hard one time on a Harley at night. And let me tell you, I never got over about 25 or 30 miles an hour, brother.
W4DJW. At nighttime, you wouldn't know if an animal was out in the road in front of you or not.
That was one of the concerns. Well, in the meantime, what did you... Were we tentatively planning on Tuesday over at my place?
Maybe on that. I've learned some more information that they bring the GPIO pins out of the chip on the new V3 RTL-SDRs, because I ordered some of those when I ordered that 4-port hub, and I got to looking at them last night, and sure enough, they bring those GPIO pins out. That's going to be a game changer, because now they'll have to sift through all the data that's coming off of the USB, I can go straight to the GPIO port and get the information a whole lot faster. So, but I've got to figure out how to do that.
Okay, well, so not Tuesday then, later in the week?
Yeah, sometime later in the week. We could do it if we wanted to, just to get the, the logistics worked out. But I still have to come up there and, pull the info off of the GPI pin at some later point in time. But we can wait. It's no hurry.
Okay, well, I was just curious. Just let me know when you're looking at doing that. And, man, I tell you what, I'm going to have to stop down here for some fuel.
It's a long chain of cars. We're all doing 17 to 23 miles an hour. The rain is so hard.
Leroy is out in front of me, and we're doing a little bit better than 17, aren't we, Leroy?
I'm cruising about 35 right now. But the rain's coming down on us.
All I see is white.
It's not bad here, but it's getting close.
On the 276 cutoff, so it seems like it's getting a little heavier.
One evening this coming week, we're going to have a hardline conversation as a improvement of a learning curve, okay?
For flying with goggles?
About duties.
Fly with goggles, one of them?
But you know what? I really would like to get that going, but I'm thinking more in terms of duties for that committee.
HXS portable?
Carl, did you hear anything?
Handheld. That's KB2HXS.
Yeah, I'm trying out a new portable I just got. I can hear you guys on the portable. I don't think I can make the machine, though.
Try it again. Yes, sir. Try it again, Dave. I doubled on you.
Oh, sorry. So I'm trying out a new portable I just got. A buddy of mine brought me down. I can see the machine, but it's not. I'm not getting in real clear. I can hear you guys on it.
Pretty good in the machine from what I can hear.
Well, I'm on the base station right now. I just tried the portable, but I'm on the base now.
Portable again.
KB2HXS portable.
You're readable into the machine. I can copy over. This is KA5WLL.
I'm not in the best position here at the house with the portable. This is going to be strictly emergency use.
Yeah, we just came down from the repeater site, but you're sounding good into the machine. We're up here at Walcat Falls.
Back on the base now. Would you guys have a work detail up there today?
More of a planning meeting today to see what we need to do.
All right, well, if you need me up at the repeater site, let me know. I got a climbing belt and ready to go.
Okay. Dave, have you made it down the mountain yet?
Berry Hill, so I'm only about four or five more curves away from the bottom of the mountain.
Hey, when you come out onto 11, be careful. I pulled out there, and it was slick as a ribbon.
The rain's starting to let up a little bit. That'd be 4DJW.
Did you plan on pulling off of Echo Valley?
Nope, I don't have any plans other than going home.
So you was planning on fueling somewhere?
There's one car between us, Leroy, and I'm going to stop down here at the flat, either at the F Mart if they've still got fuel, or at that gas station on the right.
Roger that. I don't think the F Mart has fuel anymore, so you're probably better off at Echo Valley stop.
Sure. That's what I'm shooting for. Hey, Dave, if you see a white truck sitting on the side of the road, you better stop.
Gas?
No, it says I got another 48 miles to go. I could probably make it back to the house. But I just don't like running it down that far, so I'll stop and get a little bit.
All right, I'll keep an eye out for you. If you get stuck, I'll pick you up.
Stop and get a little something to drink anyhow. I started getting a little bit of cottonmouth up there. you know, the air is so thin up at that elevation. So, yeah, I was going to stop and get a little gas, a little bit of something to drink. So, Leroy, you seem to know that station pretty well. Are their hot dogs any good?
They're as good as F, Mark. I haven't had a hot dog from Echo Valley in years.
It pretty much falls in line with what it always was meant to be, a tourist trap with high prices. Hey, do you remember when they used to run the Swamp Rabbit up through there and they actually had the Echo Valley open?
It was closed before I moved up this way.
My family moved here in April of 64, and we'd go back home to Kentucky. We'd come up 276 here, and we'd pass it every time, and they'd have that place open, and Dad would tell me, "Boy, don't even think about it. There ain't nothing doing there but get separated from your money."
I can understand that. That's probably affirmative there. There is one piece, however, that's still left of the actual amusement park that you can see from the roadway. I don't know if you know or not, but if you see the pond off on the right-hand side of the road, there is a concrete block in the middle of the pond that was supposedly from what's left of the old, like, ski lift type ride they used to have.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yep. And they used to have the old town sitting back in there. And from what I understand, I think there is supposed to be still one old piece of a building left back in there. But, no. So anyhow, I'll kind of check it out and see what it is. Ooh, F-Bart's got barbecue now, too. You know what? I might have to bring my wife back up here and give that a shot. But, you know, it might just be intestinal suicide.
That's a possibility. Yeah, that's confirmed. No fuel there at this point, look like.
Right. Well, hey, that used to be a nice little place. You know, that's been there since back in the early 50s.
Dude, I've been there for years and years. That was about the only stop up in this way before you get to North Carolina for gas or anything. We had to ran a call up there one time while the owner had got hit by a car that ran off the road through there, and it stopped raining here at Echo Valley.
But I won't get wet when I get me some fuel. Good land, $3.40 for a gallon, huh? Goodness gracious. That's not too bad, I guess. Well, I'll see you in there in a second, there, Leroy. I see you pulled in, too. Dave, we're at the Echo Valley, Echo Plaza. Join us. K4BWA, clear.
Where that is, or I might, but I got a half a tank of gas, so I'm good. I don't need to stop and get gas, and it's still raining where I am. W4DJW.
On the way down, it's the Gulf Station.
Hey, to Gurr, KB2A, check that.
I can hear you okay, but I'm in a rainstorm, so I probably sound kind of scratchy. I got rain pouring down on me.
Eyes on the road and head out of the pocket. You be careful. I see them clouds up ahead. It's still a little sunshine popping out down here in Clinton.
Mountain, and it is pouring down rain down in the valley right off of Caesar's Head.
See them clouds banked up ahead. I was going to go to Greenville today. Thanks for telling me, though.
It are before coming up here, and it didn't say there was any chance of rain, but I guess there was.
Roger that. You're not been too bad, and I'm surprised I'm getting in. I haven't been able to get in on this thing until I banged on it last night.
Let's talk to Richard. You were good when you first came in, but then it faded away really quick to where you couldn't even hold up the repeater.
Them capacitors or whatever's heating up on it now. Well, I do appreciate it, though. I'm going to continue to monitor. I do know the little fan was making some noise in the back, but you know, it's coming on when I transmit.
Is that the same radio you're on now?
Yeah, and I'm on the, obviously on the J-Pole. I'm just on this little, I don't know how old it is, quarter wave tram.
So good. You're holding it up the whole time you're talking now.
Third of the way out of Clinton toward Lawrence on 76. And let me shift gears. And anyway, it's sounding better. Of course, I adjusted the squelch on it last night. I didn't realize I had the squelch all the way up. You got to do it through the menu.
Says that.
Them Chinese and QYTs.
I got one of those. I think yours sounds better than his.
Complex now.
4 inches square and about 2 inches thick.
About the size of two cigarette packs stacked on top of one another and one on the side. Not much bigger than an HT, really.
Yeah, he's got one he uses on his little golf cart he uses around the house.
Have no problems with it. You know, like last night, and I may have a cabling problem. I was looking at that R8X I got, and I might go ahead and buy me some good stuff, some LMR400. Anyway, it could have been that radio last night, or that cable, rather. And that might be what's making my a little warm or anyway.
Yeah, you are hilltopping a little bit from time to time. When you're on top of the hills, you're rock solid. When you're down in the valley, it does pick a pinch just a little bit.
It's 20 watts out of the advertised 25. I'd be surprised. I think it's probably more like probably a 17.BR549.
How many miles are you from Caesar's Head? Debbie, you were down in the valley when you said that it was picket fence, so try it again.
I'm about 4 miles from Hilton Head.
Valley, it's still not holding the repeater. Give it another second to come up out of the valley.
Yes, I'm out of some trees here. About 84 miles from Caesar's Head.
Well, that's not bad at all, 20, 25 watts, 80 miles mobile. That's not bad at all. It's doing good.
Chinese meters down here by my ankle floor, so it feels good between November and March.
Is it Hilton Head or was somebody else in there?
In there. Come on back, y'all. KD4SRRID.
It's just been conditions. It might have just opened up for a minute. I heard somebody say Hilton Head, but I didn't know if that, it didn't sound like you. Anyway, I guess they're gone now. W4DJW. Hitting 25 and the rain is stopping.
Finally stopped.
Getting off of 11 onto 25 and it's just drizzling now. Not pouring down right. Board back there toward the mountain. It is pouring.
Yeah, I went up Caesar's Head. It wasn't too late in the fall. I think it was in October. And it started to get a little cool. It was about 60-something at the bottom of the mountain. But by the time I got about halfway up, it started to get cold. And that would have been, you know, 1,800 or the whatever feet.
Get cool up there. A lot cooler up there. It's kind of nice in the summertime, though. It's like air conditioning. Like free air conditioning.
It's two down at 55.
Better now, but they still got a lot of bugs.
It got foggy, and I couldn't see in front of me. I was up in the low clouds.
To us up there today, too. Well, notice when we got there, the tower's 900-foot tower. We can only see 400 feet up on it. And the longer we stayed there, the less you could see of the tower until right before we left, you could see the clouds passing at eyeball level.
nothing again. No, didn't get any of that.
Auto rise here. How is it now?
That's better. That was picket fencing again. Area we live in, there's a lot of hills.
Well, I don't know. This radio might break down in a minute. Who knows? But with an ancient, you know, quarter wave, whatever, tram, and I'm fairly happy with it so far, as long as it don't start getting me trouble.
Who are you?
And I couldn't spring for the Yazoo dual band. And $300-some, and this is one-fourth the price.
APRS decided it would send out a position report about the same time you answered. Was that new or used?
No, it's new price. It's $79.99, well, plus tax.
Yeah, I think I've seen them advertised for that. That's a good little radio. You know, from what I've seen of them so far, yours is the second one I've heard talk to.
Little sign right now. I can get hit. Good. Hey, they're all right, little old radios, for the size. And they make a good backpack radio. If you rent one, you can probably run one for a long time on a battery pack on 10 watts.
Looking for something like in a go box or something like that, something that doesn't take up much space and is there when you need it.
SWR on it, but I actually screwed a PLL off brand. In fact, it says it's made for the QYT 7900 D as in Delta. And I just screwed it into the PLL slot on the back, but it worked fine like that. It's kind of weird holding it, but I could see doing it in a backpack. Yeah, that's kind of arrangement, but it worked and didn't seem to overheat.
J-poles that they make a J-pole out of 300 ohm twin lead.
I've seen them.
TV twin lead. The old stuff is narrow. It's not like the 450 ohm twin lead. It's not like the big ladder line. It's like the skinny little ladder line. And you can put a notch in it, you know, at a certain point up. I don't know what the dimensions are. But it's just a section of that twin lead, maybe 3 or 4 feet long, with a notch in one of the two, about, you know, 6 or 7, 8 inches up on one side, and that turns into a J-pole. And you can coil that up into a coil and put it in your shirt pocket. And you can I was using that on my flex radio for the UHF-VHF module, and it worked like a charm.
One of them with an Alinco I had. I think a D190T is what I had. I'm going back down a hill now, so you might lose it. But yeah, I had one of them roll ups and it worked good.
One hanging somewhere in the attic, just as an extra 2 meter, more than a dummy load antenna. Vincent again, I didn't get that transmission. Before DJW.
Down some material here. You know Lawrence, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Might be getting a little bit better. I'm not 100% sure, but it might be getting a little bit better.
Radios do better when they heat up a little bit.
I'm doing fine. I think it's just how far out it is and how much output power it's got on the antenna that it's on. It's doing good.
Really need to get me a car. I really, really do. Church Street, I'm passing.
But I think you're signing out. Anyway, if you aren't, I'm still mobile. I'll be around if you come back in. W4DJW Mobile.
DJWA.
Yes, the before DJW.
If you step back and get home, man, I tell you what, that whole place in there has changed since 1964. Man, it is truly a tourist trap now.
I get water every now and then on the way up to the mountain, but it just looks like a normal, you know, fast stop, get what you need and go a place to me.
Well, anyhow, what are you thinking, like first of next week? Yeah, over my place.
Find out more about the externalizing the GPIO before we do that.
Okay. Yeah, and I told you I got the Cat 6 in, didn't I?
No, I was going to ask you about that. Oh, yeah, you said it was in and you could lay it on the ground. You won't have it buried. So now you can take your time and have it buried.
So much else going on. I'm having some walls changed around in my building, and I've got to have two rooms stripped out and cleared to where I can get that done. And I got to have that done by Wednesday morning. That's another one of those tentative dates. That's a target date. K2RCL is going to come over and do that for me and put in a header beam up in the to support the ceiling, so it'll be a clear span 12 feet wide. So I'm going to have one room 12 to 36 wide open, and my train's down on the other end. So that's going to be fun.
Same room where that car lift is?
It's out in the main garage. You know what? I don't think we went in. You didn't see my train layout, did you? Done. I'm going to have about 65. I'm going to have two lines running about 65 or 70 feet.
The room? That's the way Glenn used to have. Glenn, he used to be on this repeater, had a couple of rooms upstairs in the house he lived in, and train took up both rooms and went back and forth between the rooms.
Okay. No, it just takes up about a 12 by 12 room. And I've got, if you can picture this, 4 foot wide on the left side, and it makes a turn and goes down 12 feet straight in front of you, and then it turns back up, making a big U, 12 feet, and that leaves me about 4 feet in the middle to stand in.
That you are a train aficionado as well. Or something new every day.
Yes, sir, I am just a big kid. I admit it. Of course, you know what? There ain't nothing like watching your grandkid come down there and look at what something new you've done and say, oh, I gotta do that, pop, pop. It's great. They love it.
That's a lot of irons in the fire.
Yeah, but as soon as I can get that room squared away, I think I can get it squared away by about Wednesday next week, and then I'll just have to run a little bit of sheetrock on it. And then I'll have another couple of projects squared away. So probably Thursday afternoon or Friday, you know, any of that time, you could probably come on over and get her done.
I don't have the GPIO working by that time. Might just do that anyway, just to get the logistics on, you know, transferring the data and everything worked out.
Okay. Well, listen, I'll be there all day on almost all day on Tuesday, and pretty much all day on Wednesday, but I'm tied up on Thursday, and, hey, you know, any of that logistics, you can come on over.
Sync up once we get closer to it. I'm about to back it in the driveway, so have a safe trip. Rest of the way home. Appreciate you coming up there. KM4VWA, W4DJW.
JW, always a pleasure. 73 is KN4VWA, still mobile, on my way home.
Dave, KA5WLL, see about that drain layout, sounds interesting.
The kid as I am, you need to come on up and take a peek.
Yeah, I'll have to take you up on that one of these days. Have you ever been down to the Taylor's Mill since they put in the train museum there?
No, I have not, and that has been on my agenda, but I've been, my wife retired from work July 22nd, but she didn't really get to retire because we became Grandma and Pop Pop daycare until this past Tuesday. So this past Wednesday was her first real day of retirement. And somewhere in that mix in the future, I want to drag my granddaughter down there and let her see that train set up down there. So, yeah, that's on the agenda, man.
Roger that. They got several layouts, and they even have a couple that the kids can drive or operate. At least they used to. Last time I was in there, they were getting ready to start opening up where they'll start selling used trains and track and all the accessories that go with it that people donate as they age out of trainhood, I guess you'd say. But they just donated. They refurbish it. They have their own train shop there where they refurbish and resell.
Well, guess what else I've got? I have, in running condition, my original Lionel Scout that my dad bought me when I was 4 years old. That was in 1959. And this particular one, the production date on it was 57.
It'd be awesome to see that one.
Thing still runs just fine.
Get your room set up. Like I said, I'd like to come over and check it out.
You'd be more than welcome. More than welcome. You just let me know. And I do need to get it all set back up, though, because I'm going to have a mess in that room for about 2 to 3 weeks. But after that, yes, sir. Come on.
Yeah, Roger, just keep me updated on your process on that one. But, yeah, I'd like to see that when you get it back operational.
I will do it. Man. Yeah, I'm a man of too many hobbies. I've got radio-controlled airplanes. I got my trains. I turn wood. And, goodness, it's starting to rain over here. I'm at the Links of Tryon on New Cut Road, and it just started jumping out on me. How about that? I fly RC. I do my trains. I turn wood, and I restore a couple of old cars here and there. So, and that's on top of my ham radio.
Not that much going on, but I got a few going on, but I can't compete with that, it don't sound like. I'm coming down State Park Road here, coming up on Sandy Flat, and it's cloudy but dry.
You got this one big old cloud. It must have been the cloud that followed us down the mountain, but it's raining pretty good, and all around this cloud is, as far as Gump would say, blue clear sky.
Put you off the cutoff there when you get off on back onto 11.
You know, I think that's right. It came right out 11 from Cedar's Head, right on out 11.
In Marietta, by the time I hit Marietta, it stopped raining, and I've been in the clear since then.
Well, and it's not a heavy rain, and it's just started, so I'm kind of hoping it's going to shower a little bit over at the house, because we don't get that much rain at the house. It was so bad at one point I had one of my trees following my dog around.
Yeah, we had that storm come through this morning, and we had about a half inch on the rain gauges this morning. But, we're at about normal this year on rainfall from what we normally get. So it's been pretty steady down around the Taylor's area.
Come through this morning, wasn't it?
It woke me up. It was thundering so bad.
About 5 o'clock?
Well, I got to our house around between 2 and 3.
I was semi-conscious, so I was guessing at the time. But you're right. It probably was earlier than that. I could hear the thunder. And I saw a few pops of lightning, so I'm glad I had.
I really don't do lightning protection on my ham gear. I just unplug the antennas and unplug them from the wall.
We should do that, but I don't. I just leave them hooked up. But we got plenty of trees around us that would take a hit before, because most of the trees around the house are taller than antennas, so they'd probably take the hit before the antennas would.
Well, I don't have that many trees around my house, and I've got a 50-foot tower up. So my 2 meters right up there at the very top tip of that 50-foot, and I guarantee you, that thing, it'll get it.
I can see that. I don't have a 50-foot tower. I just got my antenna on the chimney strap on a single-story house. So, and then the HF dipole is on like a 25-foot pole in the backyard. So, like I said, all the other trees in the area are taller than antennas. KA5WLO Mobile.
KL4NUE Mobile.
There he is. I wondered what happened to you. What's going on, Chadwick?
I just swung by and picked up that bracket. That son of a gun, Andy.
But that windless wedge?
No, for the goods that hangs off the side of the tower. I'm probably 50, 60 pounds. Maybe a little more.
Yes, I can't imagine why it would be that heavy.
Well, for a man stand on it, so it's schedule 40 is what it looks like to me.
That on that bracket like that?
Yeah, pretty sure. That's what he's gonna do.
But
he's up on height, so I guess he gets to dictate. And that's the way I'm looking at it.
You're right. You are right. Well, in the meantime, so where is the windlass winch?
That is, I just let Dave work that out or whatnot, and then when we get located, I'll get the base plate fabricated for it, and that'll make things a whole lot easier.
Oh, I know where it is. Gary's got it.
I didn't want to step you out, but I'm just going to let you know I was mobile. Go ahead and take it.
No, you're good. I'm in the curves right here coming down the Reed School Road. But, yeah, Gary has the winch as far as I know. And then I know he was going to pick up that other piece from Jack Norris, I think is his name. Over there in Pickens, he found the other piece for it. But yeah, that they should have that. By the time we get that done, you should be able to fabricate or partially have to fabricate the rest of it.
That won't be no problem. I'll get it situated and just make it so it can move from vehicle to vehicle. You know, then use it later for whatever.
Chad, haven't you got a scissor lift?
Negative, I do not, Steve.
Do you have a way that you could get up to about 24 foot?
I can get 17. That's on a man bucket off front of the Bobcat.
Won't be high enough. I have got a ATOS 120A up here on the top of my building, and I have got to figure out a way to get up there and get that puppy down.
Where is it?
All right, you know my man cave?
Yeah.
It's up at the crown of my man cave, just over it.
I don't have anything get that high, but I don't.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking you had a scissor lift. All right. Well, listen, I have arrived at my hacienda. So, Leroy, try to behave out there. Don't get caught. Chad? I hope your deciphering skills are really sharp these days, bud. Good luck with it. And if you need that 5/8 plate, all you can do is just holler.
Yeah. So, how many engineers were talking?
figured out. I always do.
Yep.
Well, anyhow, I think that's going to be measure the fourth time before you actually cut with them.
That, if you can make it adjustable, you don't have no errors. you can just adjust it out.
There you go. All right, well, Leroy, I'm gone. Chad, enjoy it, buddy. K4 VWA, I'm clear.
Steve, I got to run, too. I'm in the neighborhood, so I'll talk to y'all later, K5WLF.
Come on, y'all be safe. K4NUE, I'm clear.
7-3, Chad.
B4 CBA Mobile.
TTD, testing new radio. Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Tango Delta.
TPD, KAD 2, VNG. I hear you fine. You got a pretty good signal to the repeater.
I appreciate it. Just running a TM-281 mobile.
No, sounds good, whatever it is.
Kenwood TM-281A.
So, yeah, this radio right here, same guy, I got the same radio. Okay, so that's what it sounds like. Yeah, these are good. I like these. I got this one for like $130, $140 off eBay, or no, off of Amazon. Probably more than that now.
A buddy of mine, kind of my homer, gave me this when I passed my ham test a few months ago.
Come in.
I had a dual there, an older one. I had to start here as well for a while, but yeah, Kenwood, you know, Kenwood is one of those companies that generally doesn't make a bad product.
There, I'm liking it. You sounded pretty good, too.
Oh, same radio, I assume straight from the factory. So, Kenwood, I guess, is renowned for audio. They generally sound good on the air. I got a commercial VHF radio by Midland that maybe I'll put on the air. Commercial radios generally work fairly well, too. And, you know, they're pretty tough.
Good.
I have two of them. It's the old, old Midland Olympian series. I got, there were three VHF models and three UHF models. So I got one of each. I got, you know, there's the UHF one, there's not a whole lot of 70 centimeter activity around here. So maybe I'll take the other one and put it in here sometime. I don't know where the bracket went, though. I lost the bracket. But I'll try installing that and see how that works.
I got this little radio installed in a little Subaru Forester and a 3D printed a mount so I could actually put it in the dash in the den under the radio.
But I got a hole in the dashboard of the truck where somebody took the radio out and didn't take it out that expertly. They cut some of the wires. Maybe I'll make something out of plastic and I'll put that radio in. I'll put one of those radios in there. I'll just cover up the hole, or just cover up the hole and say, no, this particular truck never had a radio. Yeah, don't know where it. Never came with one.
You know, just tell them it's a special model.
What happened is somebody put the extra fancy radio in there at one point and took it out before they sold it and couldn't find the original one to put it back in. But, you know, they could have just unplugged. You know, it does unplug. And, like, it's like part of the wiring got torn. A bunch of wires got broken. So I got to, if I replace the radio, I got to replace that connector as well. You know, an older truck, a 2005 Silverado, so I'm not that concerned with it.
So easy just to pull something out and unplug it.
They didn't do that. Well, or they started to, but then they decided to cut the wires. I mean, they do unplug. But, so I could either get the, And the funny thing is, I had gotten one on eBay, and that was before I realized, gee, the wiring's messed up. I should return the one I got on eBay. And then, you know, later I found, oh, someone else has the wiring harnesses for sale, so I should have held on to the radio. eBay might still have them. You know, the basic GM, whatever the lousy factory radio was, or do I go with another nice one? You know, it's hard to say. Yeah, the thing that has the MP3 player and the backup camera and the navigation system. Actually, for almost any truck, the backup camera would be useful. But, yeah, I guess I'm going to, well, you know, I did have to throw new tires on that truck and a new transmission on it. So I guess I'm keeping it. But anyway, I'm at Food Lion, so let me get out of here and try to do some shopping.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate the talk. Have a good one.
73's then. I already forgot your call sign, but all right. This is KD2BNG. I'll be clear.
No one TTD.